Okay, welcome. What I'm going to be talking about today is partner services from recommendation to practice. And I'm going to jump right into it. The objectives of this presentation, basically I'll be discussing a method of using surveillance data to initiate partner services, two innovative partner services techniques that we utilize the internet to conduct partner services, and I'm going to talk about three quality indicators of a partner service program. So quickly, I'm going to say that our DIS is responsible for providing public health follow-up for the entire Harris County, which includes the city of Houston and five other small cities. So the span of approximately 1,700 square miles, they have to conduct provider follow-up. And Houston itself is 600 square miles with approximately 2 million residents. So give you a little bit of background, how the City of Houston Health Department came to integrating partner services. Back 20 plus years ago, the City of Houston did have an STD prevention program, and a long-standing prevention program. And when the department was funded to conduct HIV prevention, normally they integrated both units and in turn developed a HIV STD bureau. So in including the HIV and STD surveillance component, we're also under this bureau at that time. And so in 1999, when name-based HIV reporting began in Texas, there were discussions between the surveillance units and prevention on how we're going to be able to reach and conduct partner services to those who now we know are newly infected with HIV. So thoughts came about, well, why don't we use the same process that we use for initiating public health follow-up for syphilis and other STDs in Houston? And in fact, that's what we did. And we tweaked it a bit. We decided that we have community-based organizations that are funded to do counseling and testing, and therefore we would allow them to do partner elicitation. So we excluded them from our normal HIV surveillance follow-up. And so we have 22 plus disease intervention specialists in our program that do provide public health follow-up for syphilis and other STDs. And we have four service linkage workers that our DIS refer for medical and social care. And these four linkage workers are also DIS trained. And in the near future, they will be able to do partner elicitation at a later point, maybe at two and three different points after they are in care and have dealt with all their social services that they need. We feel that maybe it's a possibility we could elicit more partners at that point. Okay, so there's two methods we're going to talk about. HIV, STD counseling and testing, CBOs. And they are able to conduct partner elicitation, and if they elicit any partners, then they communicate that information to the health department through our ICCR desk. And at that point, that field record is initiated to the DIS for public follow-up. All of the reports that come through our HIV STD surveillance unit are interviewed. We have a big hospital system in Houston that we conduct notification with, and also as part as our private providers. And what we've gone and communicated with our doctors, negotiated with them that yes, we will be seeing your clients, and it needs to be on an opt-out basis. So we've negotiated that with them, and it's been positive. So here's the flow chart for the health department for any reactor that comes through HIV surveillance. And again, you receive that positive lab. There's a record search that's conducted. At that point, it was HARS, now it's eHARS. If the client is found to be in the system, the HIV system, and they're not at risk at this point, they're not having unprotected sex, they're not pregnant, they just didn't deliver a child, then that case is closed. If they're not in HARS and our our workers are going to be calling the provider, and we ask the same questions that we ask when we do provider follow-up for syphilis, and at that point initiate out to the field for the DIS to conduct follow-up. So our flow chart for the community-based organizations, they're paid to go out and do testing. They test for HIV and syphilis as well. And once the results come back positive, the CBOs have 7 days to do the notification and to do partner elicitation. If they're unable to do that, then at that point they communicate it to the CBO, they communicate that to the health department, and again, a field record is initiated to the field. If they're able to do notification and partner elicitation, then they give their clients option to either have tell their partner to come in to test, or they can defer that to the health department. We also have a DIS liaisons that we have strategically placed within the community, and what we've done is we've gone out to these large hospital districts and the high-volume private providers, the Harris County Jail, and recently we're in the emergency rooms at a huge Herman Memorial system that's about 7 emergency room hospitals. And so they're there assisting and providing partner services. These liaisons are basically they're part of the provider's business. So they're there to assist and provide a benefit to the client. They're there to interview their clients. They can interview them there as they're given the results. And the provider also feels that they are added benefit. Innovative internet initiatives. I'm going to say 3-4 years ago, we had a manager who saw the need to have a web-based self-interview. He was able to identify that we needed to reach the MSM population by coming up with something that was innovative. So that then he helped design PennsHouston.org, and again we tapped into those providers to assist us with this, and what they do is they give their client a card, which is called PennsHouston card. It has a code, and then they're able to go in and do their own paced interview, and then at that point the DIS is able to go and communicate with this client, sort of like a re-interview. I'm getting the wave. All right, so the other internet initiative is Internet Partner Services, and this is where our DIS specialists go in and contact partners through these hookup sites, and you can see which ones they are there. And we also fund CBOs to do internet outreach. So this slide here basically says we have to interview so many cases, how many days we have to interview them, what our contact index should be, and things of that sort. So we're going to go right through that. Our Internet Partner Services, we want to know how many requests we're getting, how many we found, and how many actually contacted the DIS. So in 07, HIV surveillance processed 11,000 positive syphilis RPRs and 54,000 positive HIV results. Of that, 4,500 field workers were initiated to DIS, and 37 of our primary and secondary syphilis were co-infected with HIV. So our results are 1,100 new HIV diagnoses and 1,800 syphilis diagnoses were reported, 1,500 partners elicited that were diagnosed with infectious syphilis, 846 partners elicited from persons living with HIV and AIDS, and we met 70% of our quality indicators. This is busy. I don't think I have time for it. But basically, after going through everything, how many people were eligible for public health follow-up, and how many were found, and how many partners were elicited. And these are the outcomes from the interviews. Our observations are, number interviewed and partners identified has increased over 40%. Our partners elicited per patient has not improved significantly. Our timelines of interviewing has begun to improve, and data quality has improved slightly and continues to improve through 2009. What did we learn? Integrated HIV-STD prevention service is effective. We've done this for 20 years. It has worked and it continues to work. Our surveillance data, using surveillance data to initiate partner services is effective and efficient. We've done it for 20 years. It continues to work. As always, monitoring quality indicators is essential, and I encourage any program that's able to conduct anything innovative in reference to the internet, please do so. It's very important to reach those clients at the level where they're at. And of course, as always, you want to enforce strict and confidentiality and security protocols. So this is where you can reach me. I didn't touch anything about what I wanted to talk about. Special thanks to my coworkers and our innovative and trailblazing chief, Marlene McNeese Ward. Thank you.
Thank you very much.